A good starting point for this discussion is the teen birth rate in Texas. It's one of the highest in the country. It might have something to do with the fact that 7 out of 10 high school seniors in Texas have had sex at least once, according to research from the Centers for Disease Control. Some people think both show the need for a greater educational focus on abstinence. Others are reconsidering that approach. This school year, Dripping Springs and San Marcos ISD are switching to a new sex ed curriculum. San Marcos Superintendent Rita Schaefer says the lessons still have an abstinence focus, but will include medically accurate information about birth control.
But knowing that that's not going to be a reality for some of our young people, we also wanted them to be aware of options for them and also know how to protect themselves medically from various diseases and all that can come their way.
The curriculum that Dripping Springs and San Marcos will be using is called Big Decisions. Among other things, it shows high school students how to use a condom. That's something you won't learn in the Austin Independent School District. Health Education Coordinator Tracy Lunoff says AISD's program is abstinence-based and includes information about STDs and birth control, but when it comes to the condom lesson, they draw the line.
We don't demonstrate and we don't distribute. So we don't talk about how students should put on a condom, and we don't demonstrate that, certainly. Personally, I think that should be a parent or a doctor demonstrating that. That is not the role of the school district.
Austin ISD has adopted a new policy this school year. Health teachers will not be able to bring in guest speakers unless they are first approved by district administration. But Texas State University health education professor David Wiley says Austin should follow the lead of districts like Hayes, San Marcos, and Dripping Springs and teach more about contraception.
There's enough research out there to support that when you give kids comprehensive sex ed messages, the kids who are already abstinent remain abstinent. So it reinforces their choices to remain abstinent. Of the kids who are sexually active, they tend to have fewer partners and tend to be more likely to use contraception.
Some high school students will not attend any sex ed class this year. The State Board of Education has removed a health credit from the graduation requirements. That leaves the decision on whether to teach it to individual school districts. Some, like Austin ISD, have opted to keep the health class a requirement for graduation. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.